Hey, Pasta Fam, happy Friday. We decided to give you guys a little bonus episode this week and release our Degrassi Film Club from a couple of months ago. It is the Lifetime movie Selling Innocence, featuring Michael Bell and what might be the worst wig known to man.
If you like Degrassi Film Club and you'd like to hear more sooner, there is a release every month on our free tier on our Patreon, and that's an episode from a couple of months ago, but there's a brand new episode every month on our paid tier, and if you want to follow us for free to get Film Club sooner, throw us a little cash each month to get it even sooner, or wait till it finds its way to main feed, whatever works best for you, we're just so happy you're here. Thanks for listening.
Yes. So he cuts her off right at the door, and he's choking her. She's going to die.
He's got it.
And then in busts Mom and Michael Bell.
And he just, that's why he's there. He's the muscle. And I was just, my first fucking comment, I was like, this guy.
The third meeting of the Degrassi Film Club is officially in session. And this month we are talking about the thrilling masterpiece, Selling Innocence, starring, I would say featuring, Degrassi's own Mike LaBelle, Jay Hogarth.
Yeah, featuring. He does play.
He's heavily featured.
He's heavily featured.
He is fifth bill. We have rule, like you gotta be like in the.
Yeah, you have to be.
If I pull this up and it gives me, you know, four or five names, you better be one of them.
You better be one of those names, or we're not talking about it. It doesn't count if it's a cameo, okay? It's basically a cameo.
And I would say not Degrassi, but although didn't she do the theme song one season? Bonus the N connection for Alex Johnson.
I was gonna say Alex Johnson. Was briefly, and I mean, she played her character. We'll get into it, but her character does play it like she's important to the story. So yes, she's and she was. We see her picture all over, but she's only physically in the film in the beginning. And yeah, that is definitely a connection. I'm pretty sure she did the theme song. Yeah.
So let's do just kind of a quick overview of what this movie is about.
Just a little.
It is
skimming.
About selling innocence.
Clearly.
We start off at the mall at some, like, America's Got Talent type competition.
Yeah.
Where Alex Johnson is performing as a young woman named Angel D'Souza.
Yes. Angel. I heard Angel
I'm pretty
many
sure
times,
the last
but it,
name was D'Souza.
D'Souza. That's, like fucking Bianca. That's Bianca's last name. It's D'Souza.
Yeah, it... Alex Johnson feels very white for that name, but okay.
And blonde. She's literally like so platinum blonde.
She's like
in
platinum
this film.
Blonde.
So yeah, there's that.
And watching from the second floor is Mia, who is like, I get the feeling that she's like an artsy kid.
She's got a hoodie on, guys.
Oh, yep.
So you know what they say about those girls that wear hoodies in this time period.
She's got her hair in a ponytail, too.
How dare she have her hair in a ponytail?
And she's there watching with her very lesbian-coded bestie.
Clearly lesbian-coded. I'm glad. Obviously, it was like they were beating you over the head with it. But yeah.
Which I looked up this morning. I looked at the cast. And she's a Canadian actress, but she was in the DCOM.
Yes. My sister from Planet Weird. Yes. First of all.
I was like, I know this girl.
I knew that girl too. And the fact that like in that movie, they have her ears like prominently featured because like they have her hair like slicked down the whole time or like long and just very bizarre. Styling for this actress, but in this film it's not much better. Like they have her like she's supposed to be artsy within like a beanie kind of way, but
she comes across like dressing like an unhoused grandma.
There's a lot of
the time.
There's definitely not.
I feel like there's fingerless gloves.
There are. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I had imagined.
She looks like she needs like a bike. She looks like a bike messenger half the time.
Yes.
With like just
But we digress.
We digress. So it's fine. It's a choice.
Main character is at the mall with her friend Chelsea. They're watching this competition. They use the R slur. It's great.
It was definitely just dropped. We're really just.
But you know what? Like, it also is indicative of the time that even like the outsidery artsy girls used that. Everybody kind of used it. It was shameful.
It was very for a moment. Very normalized. Very much like it was everybody's sort of word. But yeah, I mean, they are spectating. They are hating on this competition, obviously. But then there's a different kind of spectator there as well. With a camera taking pictures or taking pictures or recording.
He's taking video.
He ends up
taking Angel.
Yes.
And while that's happening, some other spectator is talking to Mia. He's a talent scout agency.
And he's like, but the way that he approaches them is like very creepy. The way he tries to like be their friend and not like identify himself as a talent scout. Not say like, hey, have you thought about model? Like, no, like he tries to, he says some comment. What is it? Like, cause they're looking at each other. They're looking at them at the performance. And he makes a comment and to like engage.
Girl, I don't remember. I mean, I can pull up Tubi on my phone real quick.
Girl, I don't remember either. And I rewatched some of the scenes. I mean, I watched this morning. This guy's got
ick vibes. He looks like...
He's gross.
He kind of looks like... I never know which Chris it is.
There are so many Chris's.
It's the Star Trek Chris.
Yes. But he's giving...
But like... He's like Star Trek Chris had an older brother who was running a webcam site.
Oh, that's Hemsworth.
Is it Hemsworth?
I'm pretty sure.
No, because he's Thor.
He is. Pine. It's Pine.
Yeah, it's Pine. He looks Chris Pine were a pedophile.
Oh my god, he does. These men look pretty similar. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy and his haircut is terrible.
He's like Chris Pine without the charm and without that like winning smile and with a really bad haircut, but that haircut was prevalent.
It was running rampant. That's why it's like Malcolm makes me think of like three different guys because of the fact that his hair is just that stereotypical for this time. Like it just looks so
like
every dude.
I feel like that's Lifetime actors and actresses. Is like,
oh yeah, they get their wholesale.
A lot like a small handful of celebrities.
Mm-hmm. They all get their hair cut in the same place in Toronto. Mm-hmm. They all like get their hair highlighted at this like this is and like messily cut. I hate that. Like you look like you got cut with kitchen shears, like haphazardly hair. It's not a good look.
It's shots fired at me.
No. What? First of all, why do you always want me to be talking about your little bob? Like I told you it's Kristen Stewart hair, and to me that's a pretty good like a high compliment.
Can we talk about did you get at all like I felt like sometimes Mia was giving Kristen Stewart vibes.
Yes.
Like I think she looked like Kristen Stewart with a fuller face.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time, not every angle, but enough.
She was giving me that. She was giving me Jenna Dewan for some reason from Step Up. What is it? It's Step Up. Gosh, that fucking film. She's also, it's just like her face looks like about three different people.
Exactly, because that's the Lifetime actor way.
Is it also that girl? Who is that girl from One Tree Hill? And she was in John Tucker Must Die.
The only person I know from One Tree Hill by name is Misha
Sophia Barton. Bush. Sophia Bush.
Yes.
She also looks like a young Sophia Bush.
And I lied. I also know Chad Michael Murray.
Chad Michael Murray is also in there. Yep.
Remember when all the hot boys had three names?
I do. What a time. Freddie Prinze Jr. Yeah. No, it was Jonathan time Taylor to be alive. Jonathan Taylor.
They all had that lesbian aunt haircut.
It was a thing. That's what we talked about, Toby having the lesbian aunt haircut. Yeah. And he was just blending right in. But okay. So wait, we've got off the summary as we do, but I'm going to try to, let's try to save it. Okay. So he is a creep. He's creeped on them. She has got scouted. But here's the thing. This is a very well-oiled machine. So her and her mom, her very neglectful, oh, you said you wanted to get a job. Don't have an attitude with me. Because we do see Mia trying to get a job at the mall mm-hmm. right after she meets with Malcolm. Or right after he scouts her, quote unquote. And she gives like slight attitude to the Chinese.
She goes to like work at the chicken, the Chinese place at the food court.
And gives
she gives them her resume, and the lady's mm-hmm. like, okay, fill out an application. And she's like, everything's on the resume.
Mm-hmm. Which I was felt, like, relatable. Why are we still having this fucking fight? I don't know. I was just like, go off. Like, please speak for us all when we have to fill out the shit that's on our resume on an application. And it's online. Oh my gosh. I would fill out a paper application in a second. Are you kidding me? I hate those online applications. But yeah, so she doesn't get that job because that's considered disrespectful.
And then we learn, there's money problems. Her parents are divorced and their dad's mm-hmm. not ponying up enough money.
He's got a new baby and a new wife. So he doesn't give up, you know, he's got other responsibilities. He's not paying attention to them anymore.
Her mom really wants her to get a job.
Yeah, but she's making it seem like it was her idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this mom sucks.
She really does suck in like multiple ways. We'll talk about it. So that's why this whole thing goes through with like out of hitch, because she does not have any sort of like discernment.
She's like, ooh, money.
She's like, money. This is advance for what? Like, what are we getting an advance for? This is a lot of money, $1,500. And she's like, winking at this guy, because he starts, Malcolm kind of wines and dines the mom.
Mm-hmm. Dines and 69s, probably.
Probably. We don't
it's
get.
Implied.
It's implied. They're, you know, they're. This is a well-oiled machine. She meets all of the different models, quote unquote, at the agency, quote unquote. And
well, okay, so to backtrack though, she ends up going, so the next thing we see after, so we found out somebody has kidnapped Angel D'Souza.
Oh, we do see that, yes.
And he's got a bunch of pictures of her, and he's also been zoomed in on Mia.
Yeah, he put up he printed out a photo of Mia, and she's his new target.
And.
Or obsession.
We know that there's like money problems. And then we're at school and we're mm-hmm. in debate club where we are debating.
Oh, we have to meet.
School uniforms, and we meet Justin.
Oh, who has the most terrible, offensive, dated,
they're like
horrible
crimped.
Rat. Literal. So I had to say, because I used to do these things called Marley twists in my hair, and they would come in a package of fake hair, fake Kinkalon hair. And it literally is synthetic hair, and it's spiky like that. I mean, when I'm finished with it, it doesn't look like how it looks in the package. But it looks like they took this stuff out of the package, cut it in half, glued it together, and slapped it on this man's head. Why couldn't he just come as he was? Who pitched that? Who was like, I want Justin to be in a really nasty ass wig?
I will say, it looks like a very nice sweater. Like, I bet that
it's
was
his
an sweater.
Sweaters are nice. Yeah.
But it's so ugly. It's such an ugly sweater.
But I have a theory that if they just let Mike, like, have the hair that grows out of his head on screen, that sweater wouldn't have looked as offensive.
I would agree. It's a bad look. It's horrible. You can smell the patchouli and campfire and BO.
Because, like, he's supposed
just, like,
to be
wafting off of this guy.
You know, it is like a little, like, Chelsea, her friend says, oh, you know, you've been harboring this crush on him forever. But it's like he's supposed to be the popular kid, but it's
yeah, like, he's got this like hot it girl girlfriend.
What clique is this? What it's a clique very is this?
Weird clique. It's a very weird what school. Is this? Like,
what is going on? He's and like she's saying later in the story, we do get like her being forced to describe her type and being told to lie. Because when she like he says, oh, I'm not into jocks, you know, makes her say she's not into jocks at all. She's like, oh, no, that's not true. So we're led to, like, insinuating that Justin is some kind of jock. What does
he's
he
very
play?
Clearly, like, popular. It's weird.
He's popular, but what the fuck? How is he popular?
It's, I don't know.
I don't know. But I think
that's why she started the modeling. It was less about the money and more about the Justin of it all.
Oh, yeah, and I think so. Like, she got it in her mind to be, she wants to be desirable for Justin.
And so she goes with her mom. She tells her mom she got scouted. And they go to Malcolm's place. And there's all these young models there hanging out and whatever. And like,
and they flatter her and compliment her on her body.
And tell her how Justin, Malcolm's great.
Yes, that he might even be gay, even though they start to it. They immediately say, or the head one of them immediately says, no, that's not true. But, you know, they obviously want her to feel like there's no way like, Malcolm creepy, could creepy. Right? Yeah, he couldn't creep on you. So don't worry about it. He's so safe. He's almost gay, which is just whatever.
Very 2000s.
Very 2000s. And I mean, it goes from there. They do have her like he explains that she's going to be building her portfolio because he does like, you know, people at this time knew some of the scam of people saying, oh, you give me $3,000 up front for your book, and then that'll be for the photographer and blah blah blah. And it's like, no reputable agency is going to make you put money up front. I will build her portfolio in house.
Right, I'm investing in the talent.
The talent that I see. And the mom is there.
Yeah, the mom's there. She does some shots, whatever. Mm-hmm. She does a flyer. Mm-hmm. And then we see the photos start to get, like, flirtier and whatever. And, like, mm-hmm. his main girl, Simone, at one of the shots says something about sexy. And then he's like, she's not ready for that.
Yeah, she's like, play I'm acting. Ready. Yeah.
And somewhere in there, so she starts alienating her lesbian alien friend, Chelsea.
She does, but she also, I think her lesbian friend, Chelsea, also alienates herself because yes. she just doesn't like this. She's like, because she has a campaign. Yeah, like she start like there's whole, they had this belief that there should be a dress code because I believe that was sort of their shared belief. But now Chelsea is like, this is why we need to have a dress code. We don't need this kind of distraction in our schools. So she's leading that side crusade. And I think it gets stronger because she mm-hmm. sees how like hard Mia is leaning into the sexuality from modeling. But she kind of encourages her until it's just like, yeah, you're clearly sticking on to
it's trying weird to change too. Like Mia goes to one modeling shoot and then shows
yeah,
up
for
wearing
a
pink
dollar store
day.
Flyer. Yeah,
for
it's
a
literally
store flyer and then shows up wearing pink. And it's like
yeah. And at this dollar store flyer shoot, we hear her mother ask, oh, well, when will she see money? You know, basically. And just mm-hmm. like one just basically saying, oh, okay, this is a small job, because he said, oh, this is a small job, but it's just so that we can get her out there and we'll big jobs will come. And she said, well, when will they come? So the mom is obviously seeing dollar signs in this, and she wants it to be, I mean, I don't know, her concern initially is this legit? But she really is being like kind of love bombed by Malcolm. He's like taking her out. He's talking to her. He's showing her attention. So she is really becoming like swindled by him and trusting him with her daughter. And she's not even thinking that anything is happening. So, but she's encouraging more jobs to happen, essentially.
Right. What also happens in here is that she and Justin start dating.
They do.
We don't see him break up with his girlfriend at all. It's never mentioned.
But that girl is upset.
Yeah, she actually calls Mia Pygmalion at one point.
I love that. I was just like, right, that's what Chelsea said. She was like, did she actually make a literary reference? And Mia's like, I don't think she's not as stupid as we make her seem or something. And I'm like, if she used, you know, Pygmalion correctly,
she didn't even like update it to Eliza
Doolittle. She didn't even say my like, oh, I was just so impressed. I was like, you know what? Give that girl her props and watch out for her because she's coming for you.
Then Justin, Malcolm. They're also all such like generic every dude names.
They are. That's why I have the damn cast list up because I'm like, only these six actors really matter. So then Malcolm tells
Mia about her website, which is a collection of all of her photos.
Well, she asks how she's making money.
That's right.
She's like, why? She's like, I've literally only done one flyer and I'm still building my portfolio. Why are you still giving me checks?
Right.
And he's like, well, it's because of your fucking website. Didn't I tell you? I forgot to tell you.
And it's a collection of a bunch of all of her photos. And he tells her that, like, different, casting directors and what have you buy memberships.
Mm-hmm. It's an industry standard because it gets you exposure and people are able to send you, it doesn't even sound right because saying, like, they can just send you messages. But, like, the messages aren't legit, like... There are no criticisms. They're literally like the very first messages she sees are people telling her that she's beautiful and hot and that she's going to be a star.
The first one is like, yeah. So the first one that she sees is like, you're very beautiful and talented. You could go far.
Yes, you could go far.
And I think that he like picked that one on purpose because that does kind of look like
if like you're an agent,
teenager.
Who I was gonna to say,
lead, you know what I mean? Like he's it would. Not it, start it's a, with like, ooh, I'd love to motorboat them teenage titties.
I can't with you. No, it's very cute. Like the want what to she's have not being,
said that sentence.
I mean, if you're strongly against it, I will cut it out.
I'm not that worried about it. I just like, what if I want to run for office someday?
And there's a clip of you saying teenage titties on the motorboat.
Yeah, you say it
titties.
Too, so I know you can't use it against me.
First of all, in the fucking future, there's going to be AI mocking our voices anyway. That's a beautiful fucking point. Matter.
What do you mean the future? That can happen right
That
now.
Happened right the fuck now. Fucking what a time bad. Scary. Anyway. This is a scary scenario too. But she is definitely getting pimped out. Electronically via the internet.
But she's into the attention. She's into the, you know.
She's never into the dividends. Girl. You know, she's racking up she's cashing those checks.
She's
putting them in her
checks.
Bank account. She's dressing a lot like differently.
Almost $30,000 over the course of this fucking movie.
And she takes her mom to the spa.
$2,001 and
gets her Botox, gives her an overnight stay after the spa. I'm like, did they? They probably transported this lady from the spa to the hotel. She didn't have to do anything. I'm like, this is so expensive. Her mom's like, how did you afford all this? And she's like, don't worry. My mom be like, no, actually, like, what did you do for this money?
Right.
Because I know how much you make.
Right?
I know how much you
make
a year.
She's like, Malcolm gets discounts at all these places and da 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 da.
Right. She talks her way out of it, which she's becoming good at doing. And her mom, to be fair, does not ask that many questions.
No.
She asks like two questions.
Yeah. And so somewhere in there, she started getting messages from Gabriel.
Yeah. And they tell her to stay away from him.
The main chick tries to warn her, like, just do not engage with him at all.
Yeah. Yes.
She's like, no wonder your membership's dropping.
My girlfriend was just like, see, this is why you don't help people. Because she's dumb. Why wouldn't she listen to somebody who's been here? Because they make a big deal about how Simone is old when she's 22. So she's been at in a part of this thing with Malcolm for years, since she was 19, which is apparently a long time to these teenagers, which, I mean, I guess it's a long time for them.
Right. Well, in the modern world, you know, 19 is basically 50.
I was going to say 19 is, so she was legit trying to model that whole time and only got, oh, that's so sad. Simone's a whole nother story.
She was legit trying to model that whole time. She got sucked in. She realized what she was sucked into, and she realized it was the best position to be the bottom bitch.
Fair.
And she called a spade a spade, honey. Webcam chats where like she's fully clothed, but she's flirty and she's kissing the camera and she's like
answering questions about herself and just trying and smiling and putting on lip gloss and really being just it's disgusting how he's coaching her on the side. Malcolm is telling her things to say and do, and she's just going with
reminding
it.
Reminding her to smile.
Reminding her to smile. And it's very much like she's getting a lot of different messages. Obvious one is like sugar daddy. These screen names are wild. It's really gross.
And then there's Gabriel watching.
And then there's Gabriel.
We get kind of shots throughout.
So yeah, of Gabriel doing shit.
I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, did Gabriel see Mia in the mall and like make Malcolm aware of her because Gabriel would pay good money for her?
So what I want to believe is that Malcolm, it could be interchangeable. I do think that like, you obviously they work very closely together. I think they probably, because they just are literally frequenting the same circle, they probably compare notes. Whoever sees who first. And I mean, because it doesn't really matter who brings who in.
Well, but it's just that, like, of all the girls at the mall that day, Malcolm picks Mia at the same time as we've got the currently unknown, unnamed Gabriel honing in on Mia. Just the coincidence of all that was weird to me.
No, I agree with that. I think that we're supposed to think it's all connected. We're supposed to, like, just not read too much into it. But I think that, like, how well-oiled a machine is, it's probably that they, if it wasn't Malcolm seeing her, which, I mean, I think probably in this instance, it would make the most sense that Malcolm sees her. And maybe because he see, what's his name, sees Malcolm seeing Mia, they see her at the same time. Maybe that's, I don't know.
So then she gets an email from, like, a watchdog, like, one of those internet vigilante groups, which...
Yeah, Cyber Watch Group, I think it's something like that.
Which I have my feelings about. Because I think a lot of times they handle things poorly on account of they're not actually trained to, like, do these things.
Privately funded things can just be ran however the fuck.
Not that publicly funded things can't.
Run things can also. There are just typically a few more.
But in a different way. There's just so much less oversight.
So much less. Bingo.
And they're the kinds of things that you can't criticize because then you want children to get abducted on the internet. And it's like, no, actually, I really don't. And
I would like that very much not to happen. But, you know, you... Obviously, and I mean, this is as an adult perspective, but I do know, and I mean, both me and my girlfriend did say this, that we remember watching this movie when it came out, but this was released in 2005. So that was almost 20 years ago now. I definitely don't remember the specifics, but I remember that even at watching this in 2005, I was just like, this bitch is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And I think for the narrative, she's got to be dumb. Because then things don't progress to the point of them being able to tell us the moral of the story if they don't go as far as possible. which right. I really despise.
So she gets the watchdog email. She ignores it. Then Malcolm's like, we're having our annual party, and the like, some of our biggest contributors to the website get to come, and blah, blah, blah.
So many red flags. And then even what he says, she's like, well, how nice do we have to be to these guys? And she's like, he's like, oh, well, all the stuff that you've been, all the toys you've been playing with and the stuff that you have, maybe, you know, that nice. Maybe the guys who pay for that, maybe that's how nice you need to be. Like, ew. No.
And so then they're all like standard clad in like costumes with these creepy guys, like looking at them and talking to them, and they have to talk back, and like she's not having it. And I got like, I kind of love,
she's just ignoring
the attitude she is serving in the, at this party.
I love it too. And I was wondering if she was going to be met with any sort of like repercussions with, and I mean, it, we, there's no, other than her, like, so she does meet Gabriel face to face at this party, and I knew it was Gabriel as soon as I saw this man. I feel like the story.
So we see him before she sees him. We see him meeting with the watchdog lady, and they're looking into like the angel disappearance, and he's found her webcam site.
Yes, yes.
And like from and notify, that scene, yes. I was like, that guy is creepy.
That's that creepy. I was going to say, that I was like, all thing. He needs, we only see the guy's back. We only see Gabriel's back with his red baseball cap thumping on his computer desk. So when we don't get the ball cap, but he's dressed in a pretty similar way. And he literally is sitting in front of a computer looking at an underage chat. I don't know. It was just like, is this supposed to be like, oh, throw us off the scent with a red herring? Like, no, that's the guy. That's the guy. Right. Like, that's the creep. Well, I don't care who he works for. He's the creep.
This is another one of those reasons why that like vigilante shit gives me pause, is that like, I think it's a real, I don't want to get too into it because I know it's super controversial, but you remember that movie that came out over the summer, Sound of Freedom? It was a faith-based film about this guy, Tim Ballard, who started Operation Underground Railroad that, like, rescues kids from sex trafficking. But really, it puts people in a lot of danger. It doesn't offer aftercare. It creates a higher demand for sex trafficking. Like, some of their stings, they've ordered so many children that there are children getting trafficked for the first day or for the first time that day. It's all super fucked up. Anyway, I read this like interview with him where he's talking about he used to work for Homeland Security, and he claims that he, like, in working for Homeland Security, had to watch thousands of hours of child sexual abuse material. Yeah. And like, that's not a thing. And like, I've known people, like one of my best friends used to be a prosecutor, and there were times where she would have to watch that kind of stuff for work. And it was very much like a monitored thing. It was a, we make sure you don't get overexposed to a thing. It wasn't a, like, you're going to sit and watch this from start to finish.
Right, you're just going to be in front of a computer. You're going
to watch enough to, like, have the evidence that we need. And that's it. Like, nobody is, as their work,
just sitting there viewing hours and hours of material like that. Because, like, wouldn't that fucking flat? Yeah, like, I just don't, like, her, I mean, the woman's, I don't know, we went very shallowly into it, but the lady that he's with, she does meet with Mia later, because Mia does come to the, after some stuff, she does come to the organization, and she says, yeah, my niece over there was lured and kidnapped and
almost raped
and almost killed by a man she met on the internet. And that's why we do this. So in my opinion, like, obviously the backbone of the organization is very noble, but like, why aren't you fucking screening the fuck out of these people?
But that's the thing, is that you can. And shit can still, like, it's weird.
And shit can still, I know. And it does, I know there's some people who have never offended. not being persecuted by the law, like not having a record. Because I think they use the, I watch what way too much SVU. What they say, non-offender. You're right. I have to, the amount of times the fucking dun dun came on in my head during this fucking movie. It was like dun 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 dun, like dun dun. So bad. But no, I definitely think that it's such a unfortunate thing that there are just so many people that aren't on, like, that don't have a record, that aren't on sex offender registry. And
right. I mean, there's only so much you can do. And like, yeah, certainly if you interview somebody and you've got a vibe, like you don't
and you've
have
got
to
a vibe.
Bring them into
I'm
your
sorry. This guy gives me bad vibes, but maybe that's not it. Like, he's supposed to, he's an actor, he just doesn't blend into me. He doesn't right. It, like, they look like the only, beside her niece, it looks like they're the only like two working there.
We
so
like a bullpen type situation and whatever, but like, yeah, no, it's a weird,
like,
operation.
It's not a populated operation.
And
what
so
the fuck?
what sparks her to go to the watchdog site is she sees Simone, the bottom bitch. She like walks in on Simone getting nudes done.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm legal, it's not, you know, it's, there's nothing illegal happening here, I'm 22.
And Mia's like, something, something porn? And she's like,
she's
what
like,
do you
so
think
this all leads
doing?
To porn. Yeah,
yeah,
she's like, this
all
leads
to
porn.
She's like, what do you mean leads to? Bitch, you've been doing porn.
Right. She's like, you like what you think? She's like, if, like, even the little, like, ditzy girl figured it out before you did. Like, what are you, what planet right. are you on? This is, we're doing porn, honey.
And she goes back to, so she goes to the watchdog, and the watchdog's like, he's never done anything illegal, so, like, we can't get him. He's too good.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, damn okay, it. Well, I guess I'm fucked. And then her friend Chelsea in the fucking school library is
dumbass
like, I'm
computer.
Gonna log into your fucking thing and see what's going
Chelsea
on.
Chelsea fucked it up for everybody. This is why schools started having firewalls. Okay? Right. You dumb. Like,
because
this is why.
Justin's ex-girlfriend wants those nasty fucking dreads back, I guess.
Yeah, so she's
and
scheming
so
in
the
back.
She sees it, and then she pays the $25 for the month.
Best $25 I ever spent.
To get access and, like, plasters Mia's photos all over school. And then Mia's like, I want to quit because this is porn. And then dude bro's like, you can quit,
but
you
signed
the
release.
These photos. I'm not taking down your photos.
Yeah, they're my, and like he said, like, you're $25 a month, 2,500 subscribers. That's $600,000 a year. Like, because she's like, well, she, no, the second time, because the first time she just fucking sobs and goes and tells her mom, like, he said he's not going to do it. And she's like, no, I'm going to go to the police. I'm going to tell your father. I'm going to call the media. Like,
Mia's
she's
like, no,
Mia's
me
like,
fix
no,
this.
Bitch, let me fix this. And at that point, I had to say, listen, as someone who has never been a parent, you have the right and you should tell her, sit your ass down. I am going to handle this because I am your mother. Let me handle it poorly, but I'm going to handle it because I'm your mom.
Or you can say, okay, you have until tomorrow.
You can also say that, which is what she fucking does. She's like, you've got until, you have one more, you have one more chance. You,
so Mia
you
goes back,
do it
there's
tomorrow.
A new, there's a new girl that's been roped in. Mia quits during her, like, tour of the studio as she watches the girls say verbatim everything,
literally everything.
And like,
she doesn't participate though. When the new girl asks her, what do you think about Malcolm, she's like, why don't you ask Simone, she knows Malcolm better than anyone.
Yeah.
And she leaves. That little girl, first of all, that girl looks the youngest of them all. She looks like literally maybe 12.
Second of all, what are they gonna kill you? Like, just be like, get up and say,
get out of
porn.
Here, bitch.
Get out of it's here. It's porn. It, you're, they're gonna ease you into it. You're not gonna think that it's porn.
I'm gonna think,
but
it's
it is porn.
Porn.
Everything
is
past
porn.
This first shoot
is porn. Get out now.
And so
run,
then she
bitch.
Comes back with her, you know, 24 hours to one shot to not miss her chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, yo. And she's like, please take down these pictures. And Malcolm's like, you know, I got a really lucrative offer for nude photos of you. And I said, no.
How convenient.
If you did a 15-minute live chat, that would make up enough money for me to take down your website. And she's like, I don't know about that. So she goes to the watchdog place. Because now he's asked her to do something illegal. And the old lady's not there.
She's not there, which she should have waited. She should have came back and talked to both of them.
Well, but she's only got till tomorrow.
She's only got till tomorrow, so she's desperate.
James is there. And kind of, while not encouraging her, encourages her to do that. Which, huge red flag. Because one of those places would do if they were doing things well is they would say, okay, we now know that he's not above asking a minor to do this.
Correct.
Let's send in a young-looking adult. Because the fact of the matter is, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know. I think it's possible. A child in harm's way.
I think it's possible that they would have gotten him to admit that on like wire or something, but they most likely would not have put, like, if they did, the police would have been outside the door ready to make sure nothing actually happened.
Well, which is kind of what James makes her lets her think is going but to be the case.
But she's such a kid that she does not even wait to, like, talk to the police herself, see him try. Like, she doesn't even see him attempt to call the police. He just guarantees her that they'll be able to time it right, that the police will bust in before anything really happens, and she needs to tease the performance, is what he says.
It's gross. He needs to, like, make sure it takes long enough and, like, whatever. It's really gross. She tells her mom that she got Malcolm to take the photos down and that she's gonna go celebrate with Justin, who has broken up with her for the whoring.
He did break up with her. Yeah, she was like, well, this is what you wanted. He's like, not anymore. They broke up. They broke
up. He's like, I'm gonna take my crunchy nasty ass. So much mold in there.
Dreadlock bouffant and leave.
It's so bad. And leave.
And leave.
I'm gonna got my dad's sweater on too. Bitch.
We never see his footwear, but I'm pretty sure he's got Birkenstocks on. And I like Birkenstocks. I love Birkenstocks, but they're crunchy AF, okay?
No, you know what these guys, do you remember those like Jesus-y rope sandals that started like making an appearance at Bonnaroo in like 2007?
Oh, those sandals look so fucking uncomfortable.
They actually were really comfortable. I had a pair of them that were gifted to me. They were really comfortable, unless you got them wet.
And then I was gonna say, they look like straw. They look like if you got like walking on wet straw or hay. But that's a nightmare.
But so she's in this, she goes to do the video. She's in this schoolgirl outfit. She's crying like the whole time. Mm-hmm. And Malcolm's like,
he's directing the fuck out of her. He doesn't give a fuck. He's that like, she's
now
sobbing.
Now take the shirt off and cover up, act embarrassed.
Literally, okay, so the fact that, and I think we talked about this on She's Too Young, but they really do get pretty graphic with this film. Like, they kind of, and I want to use the phrase go there, but they really do go there. He tells her to let down her bra and basically uncup her breast and peekaboo her breast. And we don't, obviously we don't see it, but we see her hand like moving to do it. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, she's supposed to be a kid. Like, this is
great. Yeah, she's being like shot from behind at this point. Like, yes. Yeah.
And we only see Malcolm like telling her what to do in the camera from that behind her. It's really, it's a very like upsetting scene. And I tell you that my girlfriend was ready to turn it off. She's like, how much fucking more of this film do we have? How much more do we have of this movie? And she put, and it was like 10 minutes. So she's like, fuck it. And I'm like, I'm doing your hair. If you move, I'm going to swatch you. So she had no choice but to sit and watch it. I'm like, you know, it's going to end happy. So just shut up.
And so then she's like, I can't do this. And she runs off. She's just in her bra and panties. And he's like, get the fuck out. Except he doesn't say fuck because it's lifetime. But he's like, just get out.
So she
runs out holding her schoolgirl outfit in like knee-high socks and a white bra and panties. We see James hitting the desk because he's mad because he didn't get to see underage nudity.
Yeah.
And that's when we realize that James is Gabriel.
James is Gabriel. He's been watching this whole time, obviously. No police in sight.
Avis and I have been known that because we're smarter than you.
Obviously.
I mean, maybe not you, but we are smarter than whatever audience was like.
No. And because they literally have him put on the fucking baseball cap. They're like, in case you don't know who he is, he's been watching this whole time without the baseball cap on. Right before he like smacks his fist on the thing, because it's not enough for him to smack his fist just like
That violent outburst that we've been like, seeing.
He's got to go get that fucking red baseball cap. In case you like, it's him. Like Hannah Montana, like with the wig, like, it's Hannah. Like, no, bitch, that was always Miley. Are you serious?
And so then we've got,
So
she runs out. It looks like she deletes her photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then like pulls up watchdog site, yes, which Simone sees. While this is going on, Justin shows up at her house and her mom's like, what? He's like, you know, is Mia around? And her mom's like, what are you talking about? She's out with you. And he is like,
because she did tell her mom, because she obviously she has to agree to the cam and it's like the next day. So she does tell her mom, oh, Malcolm grew a heart and he decided to release me back the pictures and all is well. And she's like, oh, great, let's celebrate. And she's like, no, I already made plans with Justin. So bye. And she's like, great, you should celebrate with Justin. Good job.
I'm gonna keep not asking questions. I do love when the mom confronts Malcolm and she's got all these questions and he's like, maybe you should have asked those questions before you froze your face on your daughter's dime.
Oh, like bird. And the way he walks away so casually with his hand in
the
his
way
pockets.
I want so badly to have an opportunity to fucking say to somebody, because it's such a very specific
sick burn. And scathing. Like, I love it. And so it's just scathing. Like he just walks away like, yeah, you've got no justification for that, do you, bitch?
So Justin shows up. She's like, she's not with you. And then we see Justin driving around with Mia's mom. Looking for Mia. They get to the modeling place and he's like, I don't know, she's not here. Da 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 da. And Simone kind of follows him out and she's like, look. If I were Mia, I would have gone either to the police or to Web Watchdog. And I don't hear sirens. So I'd start with the Watchdog.
The Watchdog.
And thank
door number two.
God. Thank God for Simone. Because we see Mia is at the Watchdog place with James, who at first is being really comforting and whatever. But then we find out.
He flips it so quick. He's like, you know what? It's the girls' fault because they are dirty and they tempt people and they act innocent, but they're not. It's not
Angel
my fault.
Angel was a whore and you're a whore too.
You confirmed it. So now you're going to continue what you started.
So then he's filming her taking off her clothes. I don't think he cares that she's crying. I think Gabriel's into it.
Gabriel would disagree with that. He's like, because he's literally, he's into it. He hates women. He hates women. He does. He's literally killed a child for being like trafficked into cyber porn. It's really gross.
It's really, really gross.
But he also has a very shitty camera setup. Thankfully.
And so something goes wrong and he's got to go fiddle with wires. And she takes that opportunity to trip him with a wire and kick him in the balls.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes off running, I think, again, in bra and panties.
Yeah, she's been. Yep. This poor girl. She is probably freezing.
And she's running.
She has been running around in these Edmonton. I think Edmund. So it's something with an Ed. We know that this is in Canada. They're not pretending it's in the USA. She's cold. It's cold in Canada.
And she gets, you think she's going to make it. Well, no, you don't really think she's going to make it. You see her running down the stairs and we see Malcolm take, or not Malcolm. James Reel.
We see James Reel
take a different route. James Reel. Yes. So he cuts her off right at the door and he's choking her. She's going to die.
He's got it.
And then in busts Mom and Michael Bell.
And he just, that's why he's there. He's the muscle. And I was just, my first fucking comment, I was like, this fucking guy is your hero.
Jay Hogarth, I can understand.
Jay Hogarth will come in there and fuck shit up.
James Reel wouldn't have made it down the stairs.
Right. Like, Jay Hogarth would have just came and pushed that thing. He just... There would have just been a takedown. There would have been no actual tussle.
He just have towers just in the background holding the wrench, ready to strike.
Ready.
I'm done. But so yeah, no. He's choking Mia out, and her mom and fucking Justin burst in. Justin's Gabriel takes our last off hope. Running. Justin goes after him while the mom's taking care of Mia. They get into a tussle. It's not looking great for fucking Justin.
And the mom finally fucking remembers Justin. She's like, oh, Justin. And she runs. And he's got the advantage now. So, I mean, that's good. But he needs some help and some milk, probably.
And she grabs a fire extinguisher and she knocks him upside the head.
I think she probably fucking like fucks his spine up, like the way that she strategically like hits him in the back of the neck.
That could have killed him. That could have killed him. Like, I do not weep for him.
I do not weep for that bitch either. But damn, right. To be taken out, like your spinal cord might have been severed, homeboy. Like, I don't know. Like, she really did, like bring it down to the big bone on his.
Oh my God.
Like, the base of his fucking.
And I mean, good, it'll be a lot stressful. Harder for you to chase the girlies now.
You could have literally, like, been a parent the whole time and, like, not had to sever somebody's spine in the third act. Whatever. But so,
dude does not die. He does get arrested.
Yes.
Things are well. Mia gets a job at the burger place. Like, you ain't save any of that 30 grand?
Where is the 30 grand, Mia? Where did it go? Because you only spent, like, five G's of that on your mom's Botox, if that. I feel like
2005.
Yeah, like people weren't doing Botox like that. Yeah, you could probably get some good.
You could buy a new car prices. For less than that.
Oh yeah. Oh gosh, those prices. That economy.
Beautiful.
Pre-crash.
Which crash?
The 2008 one. No.
And then, so everything's back to normal. She's dating Justin, mm-hmm. and he and Chelsea are, I guess, friends.
Yes.
Justin
and Chelsea are friends.
Tell him that hairstyle is atrocious.
I was really hoping he would come out of a near-death situation and a near-death tussle. How about that? With a newfound perspective that his fucking hair is a health hazard. It's a hazard Gabriel's to my health in particular.
Gabriel's redemption arc could have been that during that fight he's just like ripping the fucking out.
You know what? God. I would have definitely given some brownie points because my good googly is it a fucking terrible. Whoever is responsible for this monstrosity of a hairpiece, I would like you to email us at yourmomspodcast.com and please explain yourmomspodcast@gmail.com and please explain yourself.
We need to get Michael Bell on just to talk about
PhadCast. Yes. Podcast. Literally, we need Michael. We need to know the scoop because I really need this person.
And then the last scene is this fucking like young kid fought like it's like rapid fire looking at Mia's photos. Yes. It was
because
amazing.
We did. I feel like the one thing we didn't talk about is Malcolm's whole blow up at her when she was just talking about how everybody at school had seen the photos wanting the site to be taken down. And he's like, listen, bitch. Like, these photos are gonna haunt you until the day you leave this earth.
Right, like, there's not gonna be a place down right now. People have downloaded them. People have uploaded they're out them there. To other websites.
When you're 50 and your kid and you've got kids and this and that, like they will still be out there. I'm just like, this is the moral of the story. This is what they want to fucking frighten people with. Is this right here? There we go. Because it scared me. I was like, damn. I just think it's funny because we used to really worry about, you know, sending nudes and things like that because of the potential for it to harm us in our professional endeavors. And I'm not saying it's not a thing still, because to have your nudes leaked is a breach of violation and trust, and it's fucking shitty. If you do revenge porn, you are a scum human being. But to say that like your nudes being leaked is like the ruiner of your life that it used to be is like, I don't think it's as big as it used to be.
No.
It's definitely not as demonized as it used to be.
I mean, the fact of the matter is like, for fuck's sake, our grandmothers took nudes and lewds for our grandfathers.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was just on Polaroid and
yeah,
you know, Kodak, and it was in a photo album or a secret little book or sleeve in the closet, like.
And like, there's nothing wrong with taking naked photos of your body for yourself, for other people, for like whatever. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely something wrong with sharing naked photos of someone else's body.
Right.
Regardless of whether they were given to you or not. Like, I honestly even think, like, I know you can't necessarily hold people to those standards, but like, if you and I are, and I'm using like the royal, but like, if you mm-hmm. and I got into a situation wherein we were sending nudes and lewds, mm-hmm. and then that situation ended, I'm going to delete your nudes.
Totally.
And I might, take my minute to be like, damn, I'm going to miss damn. That ass as I'm deleting damn. It. But I'm deleting it.
And I will say, I don't have too many of those. Like, I have been in the relationship I've been in for some time now. So prior to that, I had two sort of situationships. I wouldn't call them actual relationships. One of them kind of was, but it was once we've poured out of each other's life, I'm pouring your nudes down the drain. I'm reviewing them at one last time when I've got the batch deleted, ready for deletion. I'm looking at it and I'm like, damn, bye right. to that ass. And then I go to my recently deleted, and I delete them permanently.
Right.
Guys.
Right.
Like, I don't keep one or two as a beaver shot for myself. Like, I delete them
because
the ship has sailed and there's porn for that. And those people who are in porn, hopefully most of the time, I would like to think most reputable places do have like consenting adults in porn. However, I mean, I know Pornhub has been implicated recently on some bullshit, so I might want to steer away from big industry porn. You know, go pay for your content.
I liked this film.
I actually did too.
I thought it went a little bit. It was well paced.
Yeah, they definitely had a couple scenes there. I don't know if we talked about when Mia was coming out of the agency one night, and her and Malcolm had an argument over, is that the first time she asks for her pictures back?
Mm-hmm.
And Malcolm is like, let me give you a ride home. And she's like, fuck you, Malcolm, I'm going to walk. And then Gabriel tries to fucking, buses a Yui, almost loses a fucking hubcap and pops the curb to get, right? to try to He's snatch like her ass. Her. Yeah. Like, and the level of stalkerish, because he asks her, can he meet her? And she's like, no, bitch. And then he starts spamming her, and that's what turns him violent right. and takes him real world. But even his messages were super intense, like calling her a slut, a whore, a bit like, I'm going to find you in real life, you slut.
The
like
night that
all
your mom's
of this.
At the hotel, one of his emails says, lock your doors.
Yes. It's pretty well done. I will say
the tension is like, I feel like the tension is earned. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just, I was just listening to our episode on Christmas at Maple Creek. And when like at the end when she's like, we'd never work, I'm stubborn, and you're blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about the fact that, like, they never really butted heads that much.
Right, they really didn't. There was no build up to that.
And, I feel like there was build up, there was tension, there was conflict, there was,
Yes.
You know, it wasn't let's just jump right into porn. It showed, you know, mm-hmm. And I mean, the fact of the matter is when it's real life and you have more than an hour and a half to convey it, it's one of those things where, the buildup's going to be slower.
Yeah.
But it's not real life. It's a movie. So Mia had to be a little extra dumb and things had to move a little faster. She had to be
But I still think even with those things considered, that they still did a pretty good job of illustrating how, even though she in particular was dumb, there were other girls that weren't dumb, but they figured it out, but they decided to continue on with it. And it is hinted that not everybody goes to the lengths that Mia does. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that they're just keeping it on the cam for now and not having been targeted by Gabriel. Because it just seems like the shelf life of this career is 3 months. You've got 3 months before you're being taken down by Gabriel or another predator.
Right. It's weird how many of the clients are local, seemingly.
Right. That they're able to come to monthly parties.
I don't think it was a monthly party.
Or not monthly. I'm making that up. Yeah, I don't know. But even so, there was no real effort to hide identity. We can assume that just things probably were not PC, that there was some stuff going on in there.
Yeah.
That got illegal. Mm-hmm. So, but we don't see that. I think it's all very heavily implied, though. It just seems like Malcolm's running an organization that is a little bit legal and so wildly illegal, at the same time.
I would say that in the letter of the law, it is legal. In the spirit of the law, it is not. He is being mm-hmm. very careful up until he asks me about, to be yeah. naked on live. He's right. being very careful about walking that line.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That doesn't mean that the things happening are ethical or moral or okay.
Right. Yeah, it's very much it's very much so that this is supposed to be a villain. I think that there's also Gabriel's supposed to be more of the villain, but I think that we're supposed to look at Malcolm people do this every day. If I'm not exploiting these girls, who's
someone else will.
Somebody else is going to exploit them. They'll probably be worse. At least they're, getting money.
Right. At least I take care of them.
At least they have toys. At least they get to dress up and be pretty. Versus I could have them, not give them any of the money they make and blah, blah, blah. And I think that it definitely goes deeper. The situation they show us looks very glamorized, but it is still fucking terrifying what situation those girls are in.
Right.
Because they at any point in time are being told to just dress up like various characters in these these various creepy pot belly dudes fantasies, and with no real concept of their identities. If something happens to them, that they don't know them by anything other than screen names or made up names. And it just seems like they're at the, the other girls seem to live there. If they don't live there, they live
they're always there.
They're always there. Whereas Mia, they're hanging out, they're lounging, they're sleep. Whereas Mia is very in and out. She does not spend the time there that those other girls do. It looks like a model house.
Yeah.
With that they've got their bedrooms back there and that they just come out for a roll call or something. It's weird.
Do you mean a brothel?
I definitely have questions.
Do you mean a brothel? It sounds like what you're describing is a brothel.
Well, you know what? If that is the layout of a brothel, then it's the same way that they do it in America's Next Top Model, where they have the girls in the house and they all rally them up for Tyra mail and announcements and roll call.
So like a brothel.
So that's so a brothel. That's a fucking fortunate, but that is the form, that is the layout. If you've ever watched America's Next Top Model, it was airing during this time. I watched it live pretty faithfully. It does not age well. Don't try to rewatch it for nostalgia or even the photo shoots, because it's all really offensive.
And just
it does
not honestly, age well. Just share that gif when it's applicable of Tyra being like, "I was rooting for you.
I was for you. I love rooting for you." It's very much that format. It's hilarious that you say brothel, because I mean that it does, the rest of the show would support that. But the fact that I think it was Family Guy that did that scene, and then they had her transform into like a dragon and like.
Well, no, I mean,
they had her like bust open
the modeling and dance, like. To sex work type line is definitely right. Like a very real thing. And like,
yes.
And again, this is a pro sex work pod.
Of course.
It is a pro consensual sex work pod. Like there is,
it is a pro, it is with, like, let's be clear about a pro consensual sex work pod, because we cannot like the fact that this happens. I mean, this happens a lot. Like you said, the pipeline is very real. There was another, TV show I was watching recently, TV show that called Pretty Little Things or something, Pretty Little Things, whatever. It was about ballet, and there was a subplot in which the headmistress of the school was pimping out her dancers who needed financial assistance to rich patrons who essentially knocked them up. And then there were multiple instances of like just forced assault, just things that were not signed up for by the girls. Like it's like, oh, you get this patron and you have to go out with them, and you know, you go to maybe the opera or something. It's like pitched to them kind of like this, like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's all about your personality, it's because you're a trained dancer here, and that's like important to be seen with someone who's of esteem. And there's just so much that you can be pitched to. And it sounds just like this. It's like, it's about your career. It's only going to help you. It's going to give you exposure. And in that case, you are a trained dancer who is literally working your life to fulfill this dream. So you have even more of an opportunity to be taken advantage of, because you're in pursuit of a goal that requires money. Right. And these people have money, and they're going to use it to make you do whatever they want you to do. So it is a little bit of a different scenario there. But when you said the pipeline from in dance and modeling to sex work is very real, it definitely sparked that in me, because I was just like, it was appalling, the storyline. But then I was just, when I thought about it, it very much made sense.
Yeah,
like it didn't come out of left field, because it's just like the commodification of your body as a dancer and a model.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you
people
add in...
are pulling clothes off you all the time. People are breaching your personal boundaries mm-hmm. all the time.
Well, and then you add in the desperation that comes with a like an industry where it's like you can be great and still not make it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's both of the right. Both of those industries are very much though that is what you go into it knowing. Like you could be the most talented like runway model, you could be the most talented dancer, turner, whatever, but it ultimately like you could still just not make it. It might not be enough.
Right.
Which is fucking like, and I mean, even though in this movie, it like Mia's like want for modeling, it stems mostly from her need for validation and not necessarily like a specific dream.
Right.
It is still, it becomes her dream. It becomes something that she's pursuing because she does enjoy the validation.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, her innocence is sold, you know? Thank God they didn't find a way to fucking say that in this movie.
Right.
They did not find a way to say selling innocence.
Thank goodness.
We can count ourselves lucky for that.
Or unlucky, depending on how you look at things.
I actually think they took this pretty seriously and they were able to carry through that tone without having any moments that were like, oh, that's cheesy or all that. Because like, I think She's Too Young did the same thing. They really definitely tried to treat it very seriously. And I think for the most part, they did a good job. But like, hey, guess what, guys? I have syphilis. Just... it's just like this movie does not have moments like that. So it's just a little bit easier to be like, this is intense. This is like dark. This is not giving you a break.
I thought Michael Bell did a good job.
I think he did a good job too with what he was given, including that fucking rat's nest of a fucking, gosh, it's just, it is abysmal.
It looks like someone like went to my my bag of like tangled yarn ends and just kind of like took the big ball, cut it so that like it opened up some.
Yes, it opened
it
up
on its head. So there you go, Mike.
With some Velcro.
You're the hot Velcro guy at this school. School.
There you go. And he's like, well, I feel significantly less hot.
And they're like, shh.
It's like, fine. Mike, if that was it's not fine, your reaction, like, no, he like, I was just so, it was so, it threw me off of his character so fucking much because I couldn't stop staring at his fucking head.
Right? You know the Rasta kids in 10 Things I Hate About You?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's about. Like, he could have fit in right there.
Oh, yeah, just slid right.
I love them so much, though. Like, they're awful, but, like, I love when the teacher goes on a rant about Cat's white feminism and then finishes and the Rasta kids are like, that's right, Mon. And he's like, don't even get
he's like, don't even get me started. Yes. Like, you should have just sat there and ate your food.
Like, right? Like, no. Literally, we are not friends.
We are not. No. I love it. No, seriously. Seriously, though. 100%. He did his best with what he was given. He is still, despite the hair, he does still come across as charming, except the whole, I just want to briefly, before, because we can wrap this up, but the car scene when he says, we're eating Japanese food in a Japanese car, and she does that haiku, I internally sighed, and he's like, she's like, a hike, I don't even know, she's like, food, salty food,
it's
I don't
about
know,
our
sky above us,
oceans.
Sky above us, oh my gosh, I think you got the beats wrong.
It did a little bit too, his character a little bit gave me Jay in that Degrassi mini where Emma's
is Emma yes
the like what the if Emma, Emma seduced Jay
yes
come on let's go to Wait, the I love it. And he's just like I'm just a dreadlock boy on the debate team, I've never seen boobs before.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this was a thoroughly enjoyable experience. Like, some of these...
It was.
So, you know, Christmas at Maple Creek in particular. And I think you're just going to have that with the Christmas movies.
Yeah, they're going to be
Christmas at Maple
they're
Creek
gonna
was
try
really
to give,
rough.
Try to give you conflict, but ultimately just waste your time for, like, an hour and a half about, like, just... We just saw way too much chopping of wood and flannel. Just so bad.
Right? And, like, if you're going to give me Jake Epstein chopping wood and flannel, like, I'm for that, but can we fix his eyebrows?
They just don't care about your request for normal, like, color-appropriate, non-translucent eyebrows, Caroline. I don't know what you... You need to talk to them about their budget. They're not with it.
You know what would save money on their budget? Not putting five fucking pounds of powder on Craig's eyebrows every time we shoot.
Fair.
All right. I think, are we ready to put this fucking baby to bed?
Yeah. We definitely haven't, you know, this we definitely had a good time with this one. So I think this is, this was a great third. This is our third.
This is our
meeting.
Third. Yeah. I would
third
say.
Third meeting of the Degrassi Film Club.
You know,
we haven't decided our next one yet.
We haven't.
But
we have a whole month.
Maybe
guys.
We
like,
can do one of
up.
Paige. Maybe we can find a film with Paige in it.
That would be good.
I would love to see, because Paige has done so fucking much. But this was Selling Innocence.
This was Selling Innocence, so, and it was a whole ass mood. Innocence
just,
was sold. Innocence
was
bought.
And I wish that I never
dreadlocks
have to
were
see
had.
That. fucking wig again, but I know that that's not a reality. So